Sunday, September 29th. I'm starting to get really excited because the avant-garde art competition is only 8 days away. I decided to enter my watercolor painting that took me 2 whole summers at art camp to complete. I spent more than 130 hours on it. The only complication is that I gave it to my mom and dad last spring for their 16th wedding anniversary, so it's technically not mine anymore. It was either my painting or spending my entire life savings of $109.21 to buy them dinner at a fancy restaurant. But I knew the dinner was going to be a total ripoff because I watch the Food Network. All of those 5-star restaurants serve really gross stuff like frog legs and snails, and then give you a tiny portion on a really big plate with chocolate syrup drizzled over it and a garnish. And garnish is just a fancy name for a plain old piece of parsley. So to save money, Brianna and I decided to cook a romantic candlelight dinner for Mom and Dad as an anniversary surprise. We took a big bucket and a net to the pond at the park and hunted down some fresh frog legs and snails. It was my brilliant idea to make it an all-you-can-eat buffet, since we were basically getting the food for free. Trying to prepare a gourmet dinner was definitely a lot harder than I thought it would be. The frogs kept jumping out of the bowl, and the snails wouldn't stay on the plate. Unfortunately, none of those shows on the Food Network explained how to control all the critters while you're trying to cook them. And Brianna was no help whatsoever. She was supposed to be my assistant, but she kept swiping the frogs and kissing them to see if they'd turn into princes. I scolded her really good about that because she had no idea where those frogs' lips had been. Not surprisingly, Brianna threw a big hissy fit when it came time to put the food in the oven. She said they were her friends, and friends don't cook friends. I had to admit she did have a good point, so we decided to take Mom and Dad's anniversary dinner back to the pond and let them go. I guess you could say they were really lucky. They, meaning the frogs and snails, not Mom and Dad. Since our dinner plans fell through and I didn't want to part with my life savings, I stuck a big red Christmas bow on my watercolor painting and used that as a gift instead. Mom and Dad must have really loved it, because they paid a ton of money to have it professionally matted and put into an expensive antique frame. Then they hung it in our living room, right over the couch. Even though it's now a priceless family heirloom with tremendous sentimental value, Mom said I could borrow it for the avant-garde art competition, as long as I took really good care of it. I was like, "Mom, don't worry. Nothing's going to happen. I'll be super careful. I promise." Although, now that I think about it, Jamie Lynn Spears probably told her mom the exact same thing.